The following essay was originally aired in 2006. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, March 11th, 9 a.m. South Eugene, headwaters of Amazon Creek. Rubber boots insulate my feet from sheets of water trickling freely through the mossy forest litter. The trail flows a few inches deep in places as it winds up the steep canyon. Braided streamlets and tiny cascades gather and tumble down the northeastern flank of Spencer's Butte, eventually conspiring into a single waterway. Amazon Creek, or Amazon Canal as it is known while it flows through downtown Eugene, begins here, surrounded by hillside homes. Below, in the narrow park that accompanies the stream from the foot of the mountain, the creek is filled to capacity with new runoff. A 20-foot segment of the saturated, overgrown, muddy trail has collapsed under its own weight. A hasty makeshift waterfall embroiders the forest soundscape with a pleasant symphony of aqueous harmonies. Ferns, mosses, lichens, and small green plants carpet every available productive space, filtering and cleansing the muddy runoff. Overhead, the mixed evergreen forest arrests most of the fleeting morning sunlight, releasing the diminished residue onto the waterlogged forest floor. Giant sword ferns flourish in the shaded understory, capturing the diluted radiance with leathery upturned fronds. The anxious songs of winter wrens and song sparrows are mixed with the civilized drone of chainsaws, cars, and airplanes. Maples draped in epiphytic ferns and mosses reach across the young stream with contorted limbs. Ruby-crowned kinglets search through the abundant mossy cover for insects, eggs, and larvae. A few of these tiny yellow-green birds have a bright red-orange patch of feathers emerging from their crowns. This striking male adornment is normally completely hidden from view, but can be invoked at will to attract a mate or to challenge another male for territory or dominance. This 39-acre forest is the site of controversy. The owner of the property would like to build 110 houses here with attending roads and services, while a group of neighbors is fighting to keep the area undeveloped. The neighbors cite the presence of rare and endangered plants and animals like pileated woodpeckers, red-legged frogs, wayside aster, tall bugbane, and mature low-elevation stands of grand fir as reasons to preserve this headwater canyon. The fact that this rainforest tract still exists within a crowded urban growth boundary is surprising. On a wall in my home, I have a facsimile of a late 19th century handbill produced by J.A. Strait & Company, real estate and commercial brokers, urging outsiders to come and invest in Eugene. It is a poster-sized, map-like drawing of an aerial view of a small town spreading south along Willamette Street from Skinner's Butte, showing development only as far south as 15th Avenue. Amazon Creek winds gently through a treeless countryside landscape. A small plank bridge allows it to pass beneath a rural portion of Willamette Street as it heads northwest toward its confluence with the Long Tom. Two new monumental buildings representing the University of Oregon sit in open fields near the river to the east of town. The unforested prairie spreading northward from a covered wooden bridge crossing the Willamette is completely undeveloped, save for the occasional farmhouse. It is easy to imagine the banks of Amazon Creek crowded with the summer encampments of Calipuya families in centuries past. The prairie landscape is a legacy of persistent burning by the first people to keep the land open. This dark forest canyon was different then also. The largest mature trees here have decaying, derelict branches descending down their trunks almost to the ground, indicating that they began their lives in the open. There are no stumps left from logging or trees that have died of natural causes. For centuries, this forest was probably open grassland, much like the treeless Skinner's Butte in the map. The only thing that remains unchanged is the course of Amazon Creek, flowing passively through a drastically changing landscape. Thank you. Dan Gleason will present an illustrated program on feathers and flora at the March 24th meeting of the Lane County Audubon Society. The program provides information about relationships we don't ordinarily observe between birds and a variety of plants. The meeting will be held at the Eugene Garden Club at 1645 High Street at 7:30 p.m. All are welcome. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.